Welcome back.
Thank you.
Victor, did you miss this more? I mean, is it great to be back in that regard because you have not been here?
It feels good to be back, man. See some of the guys. I've been smiling all day coming in here and seeing Eli, Hakeem, and all the guys, man. It's just been it's been a good day so far, to say the least.
Does it teach you to appreciate it more in the broader sense?
Absolutely. I always appreciated this moment, appreciated this field, this organization, this opportunity that was given to me. I've always appreciated it, and I'm glad to be out here fulfilling that appreciation right now.
You feel, I know, I think after you signed, you said you and Eli were going to try to get together.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to. It was difficult with the birth of his second child and me just running around in our difficult schedule. So, but I'm excited to get out here with him and start getting stuff squared away, getting our timing back together. I assume it wouldn't take us very long, so we'll see how it goes.
Victor, how good can this offense be if you look at some of the pieces you guys have added? You're back, obviously, if Hakeem is back at 100%, Reuben Randall's made strides. Do you look at this offense on paper and think big things?
I think we can definitely do some big things. I think we have all the talent in place. I think we have all the tools. It's just a matter of us coming together as a team and as a family. And if we can do that, I mean, sky's the limit for us. But we have to, treat these camp days one day at a time and really get better in these moments, in these times that we have with just us on the field before we face an opponent. But I think the upside of this team is tremendous.
It's been a long time since you played with a healthy Hakeem Nicks, probably not at all last year. What kind of a difference would it make if he can be 100% this year?
It'll make all the difference. Hakeem is a special player, and when he's healthy and all of us are out there on the same accord, playing together, we're a tough team to beat. So I think if he's out there healthy and everybody's clicking and everybody's on the same page, I think it's just going to be beneficial to the success of our team.
Not making the playoffs, how long did that linger?
It's lingered. I think throughout the offseason, as you're watching the playoffs, it kind of gives you that bad feeling in your gut a little bit. But as you watch the playoffs and you get it, the team that went to the Super Bowl, you wish them much success, and then once that's done, you want to turn over and you want to, fulfill that void, that playoff void that was, the year before you win a Super Bowl, then the next year you don't even make the playoffs. So it's difficult, but you want to fill that void, and I think this year we get that chance again to fill that void and potentially have a great season and head into the playoffs.
Victor, Coach said your weight was right on. How important was that to you, that after not being here for several months, that your weight and conditioning is where it needs to be coming in? How do you feel about it right now?
That was big for me. That was one of the things I was concerned about. I mean, I would go train and on my own, and myself and my trainer would make these simulated kind of OTA days, but obviously it wasn't the same as physically being out here. But the biggest thing was nutrition and just making sure my body was healthy enough, and I did a great job. My trainers did a great job, and I came in right spot on with where I wanted to be, and it's just a testament to how hard, my team worked on the other end, and we got here together, and here we are. So it was good.
Did that stuff about you being underpaid come out correctly or incorrectly? Do you have any comment about that?
It was rather incorrectly. I don't feel underpaid at all. I'm very excited about my contract, very excited about where I am with this team. I'm excited about the position that I'm in with this team, and I'm excited about everything. I mean, I don't look at anybody else in terms of what they got and what I got. I'm excited about this team. It was just a general feeling, an honest feeling at the time of how I felt, and it got kind of depicted in the wrong way. But I'm excited, man. I'm here. I'm not, if you look at the statistics, I'm not even supposed to be standing in front of y'all answering these questions right now. So for me to be here with a contract that's over 6 years and being with one of the best franchises in football, I can't ask for anything more.
Now that you have your contract and you've called it a dream several times, what's left for Victor Cruz to prove?
Just continue to be the player that everyone has seen so far. Continue to be consistent, continue to catch the ball well, continue to score, eliminate the drops, and continue to be the same person that I am, smiling from ear to ear whenever I'm making plays, and just continuing to be that person that everybody has known and the playmaker that everybody has known to love and to care about. So I just want to continue to be that person, and we're here to win championships as well. So that's what our focus on is on as a team, and individually I just want to help fulfill that goal as a team.
Does Eli's experience make it easy to pick up where you left off if you missed OTA, just having him around?
Definitely. I think having Eli's experience, he knows exactly where he wants to place the ball, and I know more or less where he wants it. So it's just a matter of physically doing it, physically getting the routes down. But Eli is a tremendous help in terms of, understanding the playbook, understanding what he wants out of each and every one of us, and it'll be easy for us to get back on the same page, I assume.
Victor, Super Bowl in your own backyard. What does that mean to you?
It's an exciting opportunity. We understand that it's enough motivation. We don't even need to talk about it. It's there. It's in front of us. We just have to go get it. And it's something that we're looking forward to. If we can get there and we're putting all our eggs in that basket, I mean, that's what we play for. So we just want to take it one step at a time. We're not looking ahead. We're not looking too far into the future. We want to get a good training camp in and take it one day at a time, and want us to get better, and then we'll cross that bridge as the season progresses.
Victor, Pierre Garçon said he thinks the Redskins can have the best offense ever. I don't know if you heard that. You guys seem to be coming back healthy. You have an experienced quarterback. Do you think you can compete at that high level?
I think anytime we lace up and go out and touch the field against an opponent, we want to put our best foot forward. So I'm excited for that. And Pierre Garçon, he's supposed to say that. It's his team. I mean, you know, if he doesn't say that, he wouldn't be a Redskin. He wouldn't be a good teammate. So we're excited about the opportunity to play everyone in our division and every team that's on our schedule.
Thank you.